Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here at the 32nd edition of Torino Film Festival, and today has been, of course, a very eventful day. Loads of things happening regarding Torino 42. What we saw today was Incapace di Eleonora Danco, an Italian little film, and then we also saw Wir waren Könige, my German is still wonderful and flawless, by Philipp Lindemann. There's going to be plenty more as well, as usual, of course. I managed to sneak in and watch Approaching the Elephant, this beautiful documentary for the democracy section of Torino Film Festival. And it was just mind-opening and mesmerizing work by Amanda Rose Wilder, actually her real first documentary. A very, very insightful look into free schools, and not just free schools as something that has been going on for a while, but actually the very first day or the very first opening with fresh new kids, never been in touch with the concept of free schools, as well as fresh new directors of the school, never been really facing the practicality of it. So it was a very, very great portrayal of what it means to be a kid. So do and go and watch it. But that was just one of them, of the many sections. Of course, Festa Mobile has been going on for a while. I'm not going to list all the films there because they're just too many. But as I said, everything is on the program, online, ready to be downloaded. And everything is ready online as well on our website. So always update yourself on our interviews, both from me and my esteemed colleagues. We're trying to cover everything. And, well, in Festa Mobile, there's going to be so much going on. But I'm going to try probably see a few today. But for the ones actually that managed to see it, today at 2:30 at Massimo, there was actually John Magory's The Mend. Everyone really talked about very well about it, so that would be nice to see. But there's so much going on. For example, at 6, there's going to be Prima di Andare Via by Michele Placido, an esteemed director in Italy. But seriously, just go and throw yourself into the cinema and watch something. And of course, it's always good to remember that Torino actually distinguishes itself for a beautiful section that is called New Hollywood. A great look and curation by Emanuela Martini, the director of the festival. And in fact, today at 2:15 at the Riposi, we managed to see Carnal Knowledge, that incredible film by Mike Nichols. So RIP Mark Nichols, of course, we know that he just passed away a week and something ago. And, you know, we can see the incredibly young Jack Nicholson, and it's a really fresh look back into what 70s meant. And well, what 70s mean to me, I don't know. Maybe I just have a polo neck shirt right now and long hair. Yes, I do. Anyway, well, it's not the 70s anymore. In fact, we are in 2014, approaching to end. But I mean, so many 2014 films then. And why not throwing in as well, for example, the Josephine Decker's section. I struggle to remember it, but we have Josephine Decker's beautiful retrospective here, and in fact today we managed to see Balkan Camp and the first real long feature by her, Butter on the Latch. Once again, this is in Onde, Wave section, with the kind of the four running and left field section of Torino Film Festival, and they always try to portray new and really courageous directors. Josephine Decker, for being 33, she's done so much, and she spanned from the beautiful art of video clips to right now, actually, long features. So we're going to see what's going to happen next, and there's so much going on though, and in fact we can also see much more about Onde. It's not just about the retrospective by Josephine Decker, but for example tonight we can see Ma Trois Den, which is Black Sun by Trong Ke Chi, a Vietnamese film, and then just after, Young Bodies Heal Quickly by Andrew T. Betzer. If I'm not too tired, I'll try actually to throw myself into the cinema, hopefully not sleeping. I try not to sleep. And so yeah, there you go guys. I mean, it's really the end for today, but tomorrow is another day, and what was it? I think Gone with the Wind, but anyway, that's probably something that we shouldn't even say right now, because that was the 30s, but now is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.